reason why I need to break down this particular subject, this will be part two to this. Okay, so I used to always wonder, again, why men, for some reason, I don't explain it, like, they have something out against me. I don't know how to explain it to people, but I feel like it has a lot to do with men who can't control, when they can't control you, or when you don't fall for everything like everyone else does, because I told you, to them, it's about some type of control thing. So if you, in a sense, can't be controlled, or all the little tricks and mind games, whatever it is they use, no matter what, hasn't worked. Even magic, trust me, I know for a fact men who are wizards and warlocks who have definitely tried to come against me. And of course, I always laugh because I'll just be like, well, I'll just let Simply God show you. It's always interesting because I told y'all, most of them don't believe. So I'm like, they only believe their magic exists and their devil and whatever the hell else they worship. Anything that they, like Hasha says, on the opposing side of whatever it is they do, they don't believe it works or it's real. Anywho, let's continue. So, I don't think men realize this, right? So, this is a good point. If you actually sit down and think about it, okay? Think about everything men have been taught since, like, the beginning of time, right? From boyhood, childhood, all the way up to adolescence to becoming a man. I say that because I look at how my brothers kind of turned out, right? An ideal of something, right? I also find it interesting that the patriarchal system never discusses how they purposely take out certain men who are intellectually more powerful or et cetera over them, or if they don't want to join them. Because I want y'all to see what I'm saying. I want you to see what I'm really getting at here so you get it, right? Because I believe some men like really think I'm against them, but I want you to hear how you're being mind fucked so you really understand, okay? When you think about, okay, everything overall, your life, condition, the way things have been set up, okay? Now I want you to sit and think about the level of men who oppose what other men think. Just think about that the course of your life. Different men you've met who you like, different men you've met. And this is just men, right? I'm not even putting women in this. This is just men. I'm not going to put women in this today, right? If you think about that your entire life, I want you to now look back at history and think about every man they've ever told you was evil in society and history. He murdered this person. He did this. Question right now if that's even true. I want y'all to see where I'm about to take y'all, because I want men to really understand how deep conditioning you're under. Like, I don't even think most men are even really free from like a certain way of thinking. And that's why it always irritates me, because I used to be like, God, these men are the same. They're clones of each other. They use the same sentence. Like, none of them can really think. They can't really think. It's wild. I'm telling y'all, you ask them a question, you talk to them directly, they can't even fucking think. I just be like, this is ridiculous. Okay? Because I want you to see how deeply they're conditioned. They're so controlled. It's wild. Right? I'll give y'all a perfect example. Now, this is going to ruffle a lot of feathers. It's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. Hitler. Boy, boy, boy. If you've ever seen any of my past episodes I've done, I've talked about Hitler before a couple times. And I've told y'all, even though they presented Hitler to be a monster, enemy, and all these things, and pretty much everyone, probably every person in society will tell you the same thing. They've gotten quote-unquote facts on this, right? Orchestrated history, as I like to call it, right? By men who disagree with other men. I want y'all to literally question, what do you actually know about Hitler except what they've actually ever written in history books? Isn't it odd you can't really find anything about his life except for what they simply just tell you? They could make his birthday whatever they actually wanted it to be. They could tell you he was this age when really he was something else. And when I tell y'all, I think about these things on such a deep level because I start realizing, what if every good man who really ever stood up for something and really was truly awakening society or history, what if they've all been deemed villains to us? And the men who are truly villainous have been deemed heroes in our life. Right? All of us has written school papers from the time we've been kids about all these men who have been quoted upon quoted by many other men who claim this man was a hero. He was a great. But then I started to think, you guys said you were great too, but look at what you've done to the society of men, from capitalism to prison systems, okay, to the way everything has been handled. Oh man, I can't even tell y'all. Don't even get me started on what they've done to young boys. It's men right now who've been like literally raped, abused, and all type of crazy shit has happened to them since they've been kids. But yet I also don't see men standing up for that either. I say these things to make you understand and realize how deep this really is. Who among you is really a hero? Who among you is really a villain? I'm telling y'all, it is nothing of what people make it seem. You know, I even give y'all one better. When I first started saying, I don't think Hitler was a bad person, the way so many people, like, you could see it in their eyes. But what I saw wasn't the hatred that people see because you've done something to my people. It was more so of, let me be angry at you or say this before you realize what this man really was or what he was trying to do. I'm telling you, I've observed people so well that I know what hatred looks like when you hate someone for what they've done to someone else or what they've done to a group of people. That's not what I see in some of these people's eyes. So it makes me wonder, what is the story there, right? Then I started looking at other men, Bin Laden. Whew. Everybody claimed that he was really evil, right? I remember since I was in probably like kindergarten, didn't even know much about war, but I always knew he was in one. And I always heard the name Bin Laden since kindergarten, right? Isn't that insane? But I can tell you, no one's ever truly done enough research on him. But all of us had papers on him believing he was evil. It's so dirty how they did this. I mean, I want y'all to really see how deep this is about what I mean about men. They don't really think for themselves. So many of them are brainwashed on so many levels, right? They have condoned the Muslim image, okay, into basically warfare tactics, right? Like, oh, you think you're going to outsmart us or do this, or you think you're going to escape us or whatever he really knew, secrets, things in the world, whatever it was. And you telling me they found him in a cave, a mastermind who's been doing this shit for decades of his life. You found him in a cave? Y'all, come on, people. I hope I'm really making men think here. Like, it's so many things that I pretty much have observed and seen about men that I'm telling you, so many men need to break free from the level or the way that they're thinking. It is wild. Like, y'all, I'm telling you, it is wild. Okay? I'll even give y'all one better. Let's talk about a hero. What hero should we talk about today? All the heroes that they have ever discussed in society amongst men. Black, white, Indian, Asian. I'm sure every culture has this quote-unquote history of heroes, right? Isn't it interesting how you never can find anything bad about your quote-unquote hero? No perfect person is perfect. So why is it you only can see good things about a hero? Isn't that interesting? Why is it that when they're a villain, you can't find anything good about them? Anybody who quote-unquote knew them before they became what they are, right? Before you quote-unquote become something different. I find that very interesting. I just want you to see how calculated. It's very interesting. Now, since we're on the subject of this today, I also want men to view the world this way, right? I want you to hear where I'm coming from. Think about the way they've positioned women in society to you. An ideal, right? Something that's supposed to be top notch or good. Isn't it funny how, again, when they will present a woman to be good to you, it's funny how you can't ever find anything bad about her. But when a woman is a villain to society, not a single person will step up and say, this is a good person. Can't find anything good about a villain. I'm telling y'all, it's so, oh man, so clever how they've done things. so clever how orchestrated things are. I want men to hear that because half of you have orchestrated lives. You probably have no idea you're living in one. I remember the first time I told a man this, and I was just like, you have no idea the reality that you're living in. He laughed at me, right? Laughed at me. Probably thought what I was saying was small. Like, you know, he probably laughed, black girl gonna tell me, okay. Looked him in his face, I said, how much you wanna bet your wife is probably a clone? Oh, he laughed even harder. I said, the idea of what you think you want in a woman, what you want her to look like, all of these things have been simply just pushed in your ideal. You have no idea the soul capacity of what you truly desire. Yeah, it blew that man's mind. He looked at me at first from crazy to start really thinking, to start digging, to before you know it, question his whole reality. I said, you have no idea what you're being pushed. And I said, what's crazy is, isn't it weird how all the men around you claim to be good men of character are also pushing you to something else of, yeah, you should do this. Yeah. You should do this. And then telling you no to something else. You don't find that interesting? God, it has to make you wonder, what are they pushing, quote unquote, these good men towards? Or these men who have no idea, what are they pushing them towards? Telling y'all. And it's so funny, half the men that have been pushed towards, the women they pushed to, it did nothing but make their life a living hell. They'll convince that you're going to be so happy. This is what you truly desire and want. It's not even what they, y'all, it wasn't even something they even thought of. Life is so funny. Coincidental, I think not. So yes, that's my video for today. Remember, you either want truth or lies. Peace.